Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com. It is Sunday, February the 7th, 2021. It's the second show I've done today. And I have the honor to have Professor Paul on and Charlene, a nurse, on. And at one time went through the divinity school to become a preacher. Now, we had her on earlier in the week about vaccinations and so forth and not to take them. And talking about how many people are dying of heart attacks and all the other things that are happening within 2 weeks after taking the vaccination. Now, Charlene and I had a talk last night, a lengthy conversation, about the whole scene pertaining to the Antichrist, was prophesied throughout the Bible, and about Revelation 13, the mark of the beast and the chip, and we had a long discussion about Bibi Netanyahu, the terrorist out of Israel, the head of the Israelis government, and how that I heard this week that two-thirds of the Israelis folks have been vaccinated at his orders, dictatorship. And he said before the end of this month, he's going to have all of the Israeli citizens given a vaccination. I said, wow. Now, if they're saying, scientists, doctors, everybody are saying, you're going to have a meltdown in your immune system because of protein crap that's in this, and you're chipped, but you're going to be dead in 36 to 42 months because you're going to have a meltdown and your immune system will be no longer functional and you die. That's what everybody's come to the conclusion of. Scientists, everything, who tested these shots. Now, does this sound maybe like the Antichrist, Bibi Netanyahu? Welcome, Charlene. Welcome, Paul. Charlene?
Thank you, Stu.
Paul, do you want to pick it up?
I run
with serious questions with Charlene here.
I want to hear what Charlene knows and what her take on things is.
Okay, go ahead, Charlene.
Well, we know that the Antichrist sets up his kingdom in Jerusalem. He named Jerusalem the capital of Israel. And that's what I've been fighting with Stu about. Was the first thing Trump did was he made Jerusalem the capital of Israel. But since, let's say, now that Trump is no longer president and they put Biden in, and you have Benjamin Netanyahu over there, all he did was just use Trump to make Jerusalem the capital of Israel. Now, we know the elections that the Israeli people had a couple years ago that Benjamin Netanyahu lost, but they couldn't form a government. Me and Joe were talking about this, about a rabbi predicted that the Messiah would come at the time when Jerusalem had no ruler and they didn't have a government. And that's what this rabbi predicted. Now, Joe knows about that, and me and him were discussing it. It was up on your news punch, newswire, your newswire, news punch. And so what happened here is Benjamin Netanyahu, he said, Trump up for the fall because, like I said, I was sitting there telling Stu, what is the thing, the main thing that the Antichrist does, how you know who he is he makes Jerusalem the capital of Israel. Every Bible theologian knows this. That's the sign that he's Antichrist because he wants to rule from Jerusalem. And who's doing power is Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu isn't even his real name. He changed his name. His name is Kushner. And he comes from Kazakhstan. He's one of them European Kazakhstan. Now, we know that all these Jews, these Zionists, well, see, the real Jews, they're killing the real Jews. That's what these people are going after, is killing the real Jews. And when they're forcing these people over in Israel to take this vaccine. And in the clinical studies, when you do the research about those clinical studies, the vaccine has been causing heart attacks in the animal, in all the animals. And so what's happening to these people that are taking the vaccine, they're having heart attacks. Since we did that last show, they took down that website from the CDC about the vaccine injuries and the deaths from the COVID. Now, why would they do that? Because of guilty. So what's going on here with this Benjamin Netanyahu? We know in Bible prophecy that the Antichrist goes after the Jewish people and starts killing them. kills two-thirds of the Jewish people. And this is in the book of Zechariah. And that's what Benjamin Netanyahu is doing. If he knows that these vaccines, these COVID vaccines, are actually killing people, and who are the main people taking these vaccines are the Orthodox Jews. Now, the Orthodox Jews, they read the Torah. They read the Tanakh. They're not into the Babylonian Talmudism like these Zionists. So they believe in God. Any comments?
Now, the true Hebrews, according to John Hopkins University, or Harvard University professor, also a professor in Jerusalem University, or one of them in Jerusalem, he claimed that the DNA was 92%, I think, 92% of the ones living in Palestine, or DNA matches up with the original Hebrew bloodline. Whereas the ones that live in Israel, that call themselves Israelites, they mainly come from the Khazar, or Russian area, and the area you're speaking of, Charlene. And it's supposedly mated with fallen angel bloodline, some king over there, or whatever is the word I've heard. Now, Israel was not anything. It was Palestine. And then they come along and they create Israel in 1947, slaughtering 40,000 Palestinians in a battle over the land to kick them out. And they were scattered, and then they formed Palestine, or the Palestinians all went to the West Bank later under the Camp David Accords, which was violated when Trump signed the agreement to put Jerusalem as the capital, as or an embassy in Jerusalem, recognizing it for the future as the capital of Israel. In the Camp David Accords, that was not supposed to happen. And Anwar Sadat was shot by his own people for doing it. Okay, Israelis involved. But do you want to add anything, Paul?
I just want to urge caution on research and DNA. I probably read a study 10 times. And the hypothesis is that the Khazarians came into Eastern Europe and they mated with Eastern Europe. And then Poland, Germany, Czechoslovakia, so forth, they then became Khazarian. And I don't think I've ever encountered a study that was more problematic in terms of interpretation, data sets, execution, conclusions. And then after I'd read it about 10 times, I said, wow, this is designed to be confusing. I think when we get into the history and the DNA, we're going to be real careful about any conclusion we get. I think Zionism certainly is a new world order agenda. And I think that a lot of people living in Israel right now may have a connection to the homeland. I think it's possible. I mean, I know that Arthur Koestler or somebody hypothesized the 13th tribe, and he got a lot of traction in his work, and I maybe I'm not giving him a fair shake, but here's what I want to say. The shadow government is worldwide, and Charlene has some research that is different from mine, and generally speaking, what I encourage people to do on Benjamin Netanyahu, not his real name, I've got Philip Kowalski. Now, my source is E. Michael Jones, and E. Michael Jones, of course, he is an agent of the Catholic Church, and my best guess is he's a Jesuit, but I can't, you know, prove that, nor do I really want to go there, other than just to say he said he went to a sister high school in Philadelphia with Philip Kowalski. And one of the things about Philip Kowalski is that he was allegedly taped in 1992 at a bar in East Jerusalem. And he basically said that we're going to dismantle America, we're going to take it apart one piece at a time until they bleed and until they die. And if I didn't do it, somebody else would. Well, I think that's very revealing. That speaks for total lack of compassion or conscience. Somebody that came to America, was educated in the American public school system, E. Michael Jones, now of Notre Dame in South Bend, Indiana. And E. Michael Jones is not here to speak for himself or his philosophy. But anyway, the whole point is that Israel was created as a place to fulfill what Zechariah said. Zechariah said it's going to be a Jerusalem, it will be a cup of trembling, a burdensome stone, a timepiece for the world. Zechariah is an incredible book. It's maybe one of the most succinct of all of the prophecies on the first coming and the second coming. So anyway, I guess what I just want to point out is there's a lot of people in Israel that have been sold out by the New World Order and by the shadow government worldwide. And I think that Zionism is a Jesuit project. Now, who are the Jesuits? Well, you got everybody and somebody else that have taken the Jesuit oath and proved their loyalty to transhumanism, H+. That's the Luciferian goal. I bring all of that to the table because everyone wants to say it's the Jews, it's the Mossad, and so forth. And I'm not saying the Mossad isn't important, and I'm not saying that Israelis don't have a big part in anti-prophecy. But I've got Steve Bannon telling me that Goldman Sachs is nothing but a Jesuit organization. I've got E. Howard Hunt saying that the Jesuits control every intelligence agency there is. And make no mistake about it, the FSB, MI6, Mossad, they all answer to the Jesuits. The Jesuits have infiltrated every military industrial intelligence complex. I only bring that just for people's consideration. If others hold contrarian views, I don't debate. I just present what I've learned. And so that's my take for you guys, and it's back to you.
But what they plan for America is what they're doing to Palestine. And what is Palestine? It is an open concentration camp. And they infiltrated the churches, and they pay off these pastors with the 501(c)(3). And that's why they all preach the Jews are the chosen people. Let's say that in the Bible. Okay. And then it says, I will bless those who bless Israel, and I'll curse those who curse Israel. It does not say that in the Bible. It says, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. And these pastors, this is why I left Christianity. I left all organized Christianity because of the lies. I don't trust not one pastor. When they sit there and put out these lies that these people are our brethren, which they're not. And now there has been always tribes that stayed in Israel, the tribe of Benjamin and the tribe of Judah. Those are the real tribes that stayed there in Israel to secure their history.
And the tribe of Levi. The tribe of Levi is
Levi.
Both.
Well, the Levites are a priest class. And if you go to the book of Revelation, when it starts talking about the 12, most everybody says the 1,400, the 14,000, 144,000 to be saved, and 12,000 from each tribe. Okay, what tribe does it leave out? The tribe of Dan and the tribe of Ephraim. And that's what these elitists, they all, if you just look at the British flag hanging in front of Buckingham Palace, it's a dragon, and that's the symbol of Dan. That's their symbol. Ephraim is actually England. Manasseh is America. See, once you start digging into what these people have done to our country and how they lied to us and how they infiltrated the churches to brainwash the American people to believe these lies that these are our brethren. No, they are our brethren, but not these Khazistanis, these Zionists who have infiltrated the Jewish people and are spreading these lies. They are holding these Jewish people in terror over that. They're fighting these wars with all these Muslims, using the American people, our military, to fight their battles. And what did they do? They blew up one of our Navy vessels. What was it? SS Liberty? Yeah, yes. They celebrated that. Okay. And there's, you can go up on YouTube and watch thousands of videos of U.S. military, Marines, captains, the nurses are telling you, majors, telling you that there, people in Israel are sniper shooting our military troops. Now, if that was our friend, why are they killing our troops? So now, what's going on in Israel is with this Antichrist thing. Now, the Antichrist does go after them. It's in Bible prophecy that the Antichrist goes after them. He sets up his king in Jerusalem, and he starts killing two-thirds of the Jewish people. These are the real Jews, not these Kazakhstan or these Zionists, okay? Joe Biden says he's a Zionist, and not everyone could be a Jew, but anyone could be a Zionist. So as long as you're along with the agenda and you're into the Kabbalah and you're into the Babylonian Talmud, you can be a Zionist and genocide people all over the world. And so what's going on with this, with them vaccinating these people, the Jewish people know, let's say Benjamin Netanyahu knows that these vaccines are dangerous and are killing people, because it's been reported that six Jewish people, Israel people, have taken the vaccine and died from the vaccine.
No.
Any questions?
You said, you had
Go ahead, Steve.
You had indicated that his name was Kirshner, you said?
Yeah.
I believe you said there was another name, Paul, was there, for Benjamin?
I've got
Benjamin
Milikowski. My source is E. Michael Jones. He's based out of South Bend, Notre Dame. He has been a prominent voice in the Catholic community. And, boy, the Catholic Church... You try and figure that one out. You got the Jesuits. And
well, they infiltrated the Catholic Church as soon as it opened. You heard Benjamin Netanyahu. You heard Rabbi Finkelstein. What did he say? As soon as that was the first thing they did, was infiltrated the Catholic Church. They burnt all our books, and they got into the money line. And mostly all them popes and stuff are Jews, are Jesuits.
Now, if you look on my internet site or on the radio bar, folks, you'll find Finkelstein. That's a hell of an interview someone else had done with him. And what does he say in the end of it? He says, we're going to take our flying saucers and we're going to go defeat your God or something?
Well, the interviewer says, I read the Babylonian text and I read the Aramaic text, and it says that there's one race that wins, and it's our race. And Rabbi Finkelstein said, that's what your book says. Our book says we're going to go out into space, we're going to fight your God, and we're going to win this time. If they serve the same God as us, why are they fighting God?
I know. I'm just making some points about this. Israel today controls the communications in our country, in the United States. Two or three private Israeli companies came together and formed a company that is the United States government's internet and its telephone system. You talk about espionage. And then they're all intertwined, and Daddy Bush was the one that pulled this off with them. He gave them Inslaw, stealing it from the Hamiltons. Bill Hamilton, I know him, I've talked to him. Inslaw documents up there, Inslaw. It turned into be Intel. Hang on.
That's why they're throwing like the Nazi playbook, the communist playbook, word for word. No. The same thing Nazi Hitler did to their country, they're doing to us right now.
Okay, now let me finish what I was saying about the communication. With Inslaw, they put trap back doors in and sold it to intelligence all over the world, including our bloc, NATO. So they could have the back door into their intelligence. Everybody bought it. And then he gave it to people that didn't want to pay for it, and they used it, and then were, wow, the software and the hard disk. Well, Daddy Bush was keeping his drug money on there because DEA Bolt Pilot delivered him a couple disks at the White House a couple times. And he was a DEA agent they compromised. He's up on a video all over the net, Bo Abbott. I've got him in an interview also on my video bar. Now, Inslaw was used by the Israelis and created, and out of it came intertwined through the telephone company, the U.S. government, and to prove it, if you go to cyber terrorism on my website, look on the breaking news column, you see cyber terrorist attacks against Stu Webb. The latest one I posted, you will see it goes through Cheney Reservoir, which is near Wichita, Kansas, a secret underground U.S. Base tied to the NSA and tied to all this global communication. And it says where they were shooting out of the Cheney base, you will see that it comes off of a server in Israel. Now, that's an example of them intertwined in our deal. And it's them trying to break into my website, which is against the law, and that would cost them anywhere from 20 years to 40 years in jail just for those two attempted logins, whoever did it. And I've had millions of these, probably 7 million like this, over about 7 years. Now, it's tied to Bluffdale, which is six floors below ground of computers, beyond computers, as Super Spook Otis Johnson told me, that visited the place on several occasions, owned by a private security contractor called Daddy Bush and whatever group they called themselves, and Israeli. And it's got an alien base on the south side of it, folks. Alien base. Alien technology. And they built a new concentration camp where I-70 ends in Utah. And I think it becomes I-15 maybe up through there, as I recall. It ends there. And south of Salt Lake City. And that's where the base is. You go back east to Richfield. It's directly straight north of there, the alien base. But between Richfield and where the I-70 ends, there's a concentration camp out there on the southeast corner. It's 10 square miles. They've got almost in that area. And they've got it barbed wired up and everything when they start opening up FEMA. Now, what have I heard this week? Joe Biden signed an order. He's going to implement the FEMA troops. He's going to use FEMA and the National Guard to do what? To vaccinate everybody, folks. To vaccinate everybody. Nope. Not going to vaccinate me. I don't have to take it. Nobody has to take it. It's up to the individual if they want to take it. And I'm not going to be tested for COVID virus to shove something up my nostril that Jeff referred to in an earlier show today. It's not going to happen.
It's nanotechnology that they're sticking up your nose. It's a microchip.
But I tell you, what we're coming down to is we're coming down to biblical times. Now, Paul, you said earlier, and I want to get into this nano. They're all hooked up in with Jerusalem University. And there's and also where their current capital is in computers, and this is all intertwined. They're listening to everything everybody says, and they're chemtrailing us, dumping all this garbage into our lungs, mainly aluminum, and it lights you up. And I've seen an autopsy, like I mentioned earlier show. I saw an autopsy on local TV, or not autopsy, but the X-ray of a dead coronavirus victim, one of the initial ones, and his brain had shrunk and his lungs were all lit up. They said it was like they had metal in his lungs. That was the heavy metal in the air. That's what's lighting us up, and it's doing what to us, Charlene? Radiating us?
Yeah. It's making us like into a giant antenna for when they zap us with the electricity.
So, you had indicated apple juice is one of the things to keep your thyroid clean or whatever it was. That we all need to be
apple
doing.
Apple juice, if you drink apple juice, it cleans out your thyroid from radiation.
But we are being radiated to death, folks. Now, who the Antichrist is, I don't know. But, you know, I'm in agreement with you, Paul, that the Pope plays a very important role in this, and the Jesuit priest. You want to get into that a little bit?
It's confusing to say the least, but the rules appear to be that anyone that goes to the city-state the Vatican, they have to kiss his ring or show their allegiance to the Pope. Rome never went away, and I think Rome is the fourth beast. Charlene and Joel make a very persuasive case that the Jesuits, officially they began in the 1540s, but really they probably were in full force by the 1300s. And even before that, a number of popes were undoubtedly Israeli. It gets a little bit problematic for me because there are 12, 13 tribes of Israel, And once they left the diaspora, some of them came back. And then by the time of Jesus, there were only two or three tribes, the count Levi, three tribes. And so some of the DNA markers get a little bit messy. And when you get to Rome, well, you know, I can take you to 325 BC, which would be Alexander and the Greeks. And the Greeks and the Romans were fairly integrated by 200 BC. And if one studies the history of Rome, you'll see a empire that at one time, you know, they went from Rome to Constantinople, now known as Istanbul. And I don't want to get too lost in the weeds other than to say that the New World Order is Zionism. And Zionism definitely has an Israeli element. And Charlene rightly said they believe in the Kabbalah and the Babylonian Talmud. And, you know, I only have so much time here. And so I just want to encourage people to consider that the New World Order is Zionism. And you've got peoples from everywhere. You've got the Irish, you've got the English, you've got the Germans, specifically Bavaria, and you've got Israelis from the diaspora that left and that are now coming back. You've got Israelis that were still there. I don't know enough about the DNA tests on the Palestinians. I think they were the Samaritans, the Samaria. That's who I think the Palestinians are. But then I can't vouch for my own research there off the cuff. So I turn it back to you guys because I'm going to have to sign off here in about 3 to 5 minutes.
Okay, now you came up with the name of, BB goes by the name of something light, you had indicated last night to me. Charlene? Charlene, you still there?
Ezekiel's war scrolls, and what he had, now Amber always is discussing about how he made a coin and it got the signs of light and it has him and Trump on it. In the war scrolls, Ezekiel, it's the battle of, all battles that we fight, all military, it's in our U.S. National Archives, and our military uses these battle plans. And it is 7 battles that are fought. 3 are won by the children of darkness, the son of darkness, and the 3 are won by the sons of light. And then it's the 4th battle, the final battle, which we're in. And so by him putting that coin out there, that there is sons of light, him and Trump, and now how he betrayed Trump. He was the first one to call Biden and congratulate Biden for the election win.
Yeah, I noticed that. And they, I know that Larry Mizell and them did not want Trump to be president of the United States, and then the Jewish mob in America in behalf of Bibi Netanyahu and vice versa. Now,
so they use these battle plans, and we're into this last battle right now.
I think we are, Charlene.
This last battle is us. We the people. If you read the learned elders of Zion, if you read the revised Anunnaki protocols, it tells you that the constitutionalist wins. And why is that? Because the spirit of Thomas Paine has returned to earth. And what is that spirit? That's what helped us in the Revolutionary War. George Washington would recite his booklet to his soldiers to give them courage to battle, to fight for our freedoms. And you can see this going on all over the world now. Everybody's fighting for their freedoms. We're sick of these lockdowns. We're sick of the masks. We're sick of this shit. Look, I don't want to take no vaccine. I don't want to be locked in my house. And I'm tired of them trying to take over my country. And so that's the spirit that's rising up in everybody. And that's the spirit that's returned to earth. And so we will win the fight.
Yeah, we will. Paul?
I'm loving it. Well, Charlene, it's so encouraging to hear your words. And I hope there are a lot of men that are speaking the same and we're just saying, hey, we're not going along. We're going to resist. I had a really wild experience at the grocery store. I normally wear a bandana, and you guys know what a bandana. I'm Jesse James. I look like the neighborhood drug dealer when I wear a bandana. And I've never really, people are afraid of a bandana. And I changed my look, and I went with this wool gator, and I could not believe it. Two people said, your mask. And one, I just responded with kindness and said, it's going to be okay. You'll be okay. And the next person, yeah, I lost it. I just said, fuck you. And obviously, once I said that, then they backed up immediately. But what discouraged me is that, you know, we can talk here and say we're going to resist, and we are going to resist. I mean, I'm not getting in anybody's van or anybody's car. I know what my future likely is going to be, but it's incredible to me that it's Charlene's voice that is the one that is the most persuasive, because in my neighborhood, it seems like a lot of people have the name Wolf, as in Marcus Wolf, as in East German Stasi. And at least where I am in the Bold North, that's how they want this place to be known, the Bold North. Bold North, passive aggressive. I mean, it's just bizarre. But anyway, I guess what we need is to be unified and just say, hey, you know what, we're not going to shop at Amazon anymore. We're not going to shop at Target. We're done. But it's easier to say those things than it is to do those things. And I'm encouraged by your words, Charlene. I hooked up with Stu a long time ago. Stu was always an inspiration to me. And I've been at this for 48 years, guys. And what I know is waking up people is next to impossible, and keeping them awake is apparently just as difficult. We've got some really trying times ahead, and I hope that the spirit of resistance is strong, holds true.
Well, see, the mask is a test. See, if we go along with the mask, then we'll accept the mark of the beast. And all these people that are going along with this mask, I got into a fight with the girl in the dollar store. And I have my mask on. Now, I don't put it on my nose. So she's telling me to face distance because I don't have my mask on. I said, hello, COVID is not real. It is the common cold. And she goes, you're not even face distancing. I said, why don't you go get the COVID shot and die? And she walked away. So I can be mean. I can be very mean. And hopefully she does get the COVID shot and die. One less, the people that are going to be woke up are the ones that are woke up. The rest of these people, they're going, you can't wake them up. The time that God had called us, he called us when he woke us up. He then told me, it's no more on the fence. You can't be in the middle anymore. You can't be in the middle. No, it's either one or the other. So all these people that are going along with us and believe in that, they're doomed, that you can't help them. I'm sorry. You know, I was studying to be a pastor. I would go, I was a street preacher. I'd go down the street and walk down the street. I'd talk to people. I'd hold their hands and pray for them, and God would heal them and save them. So now I don't do that anymore. So the people that are saved are the ones that have woke up. Because there's no more time on the fence. You know, there's no more going back. You're this way or you're that way. And so you can't help them, Paul. I'm sorry. They believe the lies from the mainstream media. And all these people that are believing these lies from the mainstream media, they're the ones that are causing all these problems for us, because they're the ones believing it and going along with the status quo that is causing all of us, everybody in the whole world, to go along with this crap. And everybody's fighting back. And if you read, have you read George Washington's prophecy, where he had a dream and he said there would be three wars fought here in America, and there'll be a third war fight here. See, that's what we're coming into. See, they want us to have a civil war, but we're fighting against them. But it's not going to be against us people fighting against them. It's going to be a second revolution, and that's what George Washington was talking about. We're going to have a second revolution where we get rid of these politicians, because the politicians are the ones who have done this. These, the banksters, and all these CEOs, cabal, whatever you want to call them, the people who are pulling their strings, and they don't listen to the American people. This Constitution states that it's we the people, for the people, by the people, and they have overridden that to take money. See, our Constitution states that we have the right, when our government is so corrupt, that we have the right to change or abolish the government. These people need to be removed from power. When they are forcing us, they have no right to inject us. They go against our constitutional right. The government cannot inject us, okay? They cannot do that. We have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They're not giving us any of that. They're causing us to die. And by the hands of who? By their lobbyists, the people who pay them off. This is how corrupt our government is. And so more people woke up. Look, my son woke up. I thought he was a communist. And then he comes knocking on my door telling me all this stuff. I said, finally, he woke up. So the people that will wake up, but the rest of them, the ones that are watching TV, you can't help them. They're so programmed to believe in the lies. You can't help them.
Now, there's something I want to add real quick. I had a disc out, a little, you know, kind of Mega Drive, whatever it is. And I found an article by Jonathan Turley. Now, he's the George Washington University professor of law. Matter of fact, he spoke in the impeachment trial, I believe the first one of Donald Trump, in Donald's behalf, saying it was illegal what they were doing, basically. Now, he's got a thing here printed, and it said 10 reasons the U.S. is no longer the land of the free by Jonathan Turley, is the Shapiro professor of public interest law at Georgetown University. Now, this was written January 15th, 2012. And he talks about how all of our rights, that the U.S. is assassinating U.S. citizens, indefinite detention, arbitrary justice, warrantless searches, secret evidence, war crimes, secret court, immunity from judicial review, continued monitoring of citizens, extraordinary remedy, redentions. And he gets into a massive article on this subject. And I'm going to post it up with this radio show. I'll put it up on the Breaking News column. I think everybody ought to read it.
Zionist Federation in every country. It's called the World Zionist Federation in every country. And that's who took over. And they're killing us. They're the ones who planned this, these Zionist people. They're the ones that are, our government has been taking money from them.
And
they're the ones doing this. And so as soon as more people, if they wake up, right now, everybody's hoping as soon as they see this communism plan roll out, because now they're all losing their jobs due to Joe Biden. Now he's dropping illegal aliens back into our country. He's taking away all our jobs. Now they're taking away our freedom of speech. And so more people wake up. That's what they hope.
And he wants to take our guns by the end of the year from everybody. Now they're talking about taxing. What were you saying on this, Charlene? You had read they're coming out with a new bill to tax you on your guns? To keep your guns?
Yeah. H.R. 127. They want to tax you. They want to charge you. They want to charge you insurance also. You have to have $800 insurance. Stu asked me, is that a year or is that for what? Look, why do I got to pay the government insurance? Why do I got to pay a tax? You got to register your gun or you're going to pay a $10,000 fine and 10 years in jail. What kind of Nazi crap is this?
Yeah.
See, everybody...
It's to kill the Second Amendment, right? Look, we have a First Amendment. It's called freedom of speech. And we're still able to do that, even though we get attacked by the enemy for speaking the truth, the shadow government, is what it is.
Your, But
we have a Second Amendment right, which backs up the First Amendment right.
When Joe Biden got in office, he was going to change our Constitution the first 100 days, and that's what they're working on right now. They're changing our Constitution.
Yep, we're living in a very dangerous time, Charlene. I'm in agreement with you. Now, Paul.
None of us were going to make it out of here alive. And, Charlene, you made a really good point that anyone that thinks they can have one foot in the world and one foot in their faith is they're not going to make it. And it is time to decide. Charlene has hit on a message that is consistent with a number of other people that I've talked to, listened to, and they're saying the same thing. It's time now to focus on the remnant, those who are believers. If you're part of the 501c3 church system, get out. And get out now. Get out fast, because there are a lot of people that are going to sell you out here in days to come. And we mentioned on an earlier show, and I just don't want to go into too much detail, except that they figured out how to turn family member against family member. They figured out how to turn the clan, the extended family, against the extended family, and then the tribe against the tribe. And it has been so insane in the last 30 years. Sometimes my head hurts. You know, all of this Black Lives Matter, when it's really not about Black Lives Matter, it's not perversion matters. They're just using the Black Lives Matter as a way to infiltrate that perversion of everything into supposed compassion about the plight of people of color. It's just another psyop within a psyop within a psyop. I have to go, you guys. I do appreciate it.
Slaves, and sorry to tell you that. We Christians, we white people freed the slaves, and that's why they hate us. That's why they hate us, because we took away their slaves and gave them rights and gave them freedoms. We gave them the right to have a last name, to be free. And now these black people turn on us. Look, I'm not a racist. My first husband was black. I didn't have any that was black. I was the only white kid in school. I'm from North New Jersey, okay? So they're using this to start this civil war.
Paul, you want to take it to prayer?
My spirit, Charlene, is speaking from the anointing. I get it, man. I'm telling you, Charlene, you're on fire. Thank you, girl. Keep up the good work. I hope to join you guys on the rebroadcast.
Okay, Paul. Hey, thank you both. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Charlene. Both of you have a good day.